From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump's announced the U.S. is returning North Korea to a list of state sponsors of terrorism over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
This designation will impose further sanctions and penalties on North Korea and related persons and supports our maximum pressure campaign to isolate the murderous regime. Tomorrow, the Treasury Department will be announcing an additional sanction and a very large one on North Korea, and this will be going on over the next 2 weeks. It'll be the highest level of sanctions by the time it's finished over a two-week period.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it's part of a peaceful pressure campaign he hopes will lead to a diplomatic breakthrough, although the North is already heavily sanctioned.
It may, though, disrupt and dissuade some third parties from undertaking certain activities with North Korea, as it does impose a prohibition on a number of other activities that might not be covered.
Japan and South Korea welcomed the announcement. The North, first designated a state sponsor of terrorism in 1988, was removed from the list in 2008. After it appeared to cooperate in implementing a nuclear disarmament agreement. Zimbabwe's longtime leader, Robert Mugabe, faces the prospect of impeachment Tuesday that could lead to his eventual ouster following last week's military takeover and his removal as party leader of ZANU-PF. Simon K. Amoyo is a party spokesman.
A caucus of ZANU-PF parliamentarians, which has just concluded, was attended by 230 ZANU-PF members of parliament. Out of 260 members, has endorsed the impeachment.
It criticizes the 93-year-old leader of being a source of instability, flouting the rule of law, and presiding over an unprecedented economic collapse for the past 15 years. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday expressed horror over video footage showing migrants being sold as slaves in Libya.
I abhor these appalling acts and call upon all competent authorities to investigate these activities without delay and to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Guterres said slavery has no place in the world, calling such actions among the most egregious of rights abuses that may amount to crimes against humanity. Video was aired last week in an apparent live auction where black men were presented to North African buyers as potential farmhands. At a meeting in Brussels Monday, Amsterdam and Paris won the right to host two European Union agencies based in London once Brexit talks on the UK divorce from the Union is complete. The European Medicines Authority goes to Amsterdam, the European Banking Authority to Paris. Halbe Zijlstra is the Dutch Foreign Affairs Minister.
Of course, the Netherlands is very pleased with the trust given to us by other European countries and the European Medicine Agency moving towards Amsterdam. It's good news for patients all through Europe, so because we can deliver continuity on medicines being available on the market and continuity on controls on bad medicines in the European market.
Paris took a step closer to being Europe's financial center when it won the right to host the European Banking Authority, despite a bid by rival Frankfurt. Iran Monday slammed an Arab League resolution accusing Tehran of aggression in the region, calling it worthless. Sunday's Arab League meeting was called by Saudi Arabia. It followed the firing of a ballistic missile at Riyadh from Yemen by Houthi rebels the Saudis said are backed by Iran. Egypt-sponsored reconciliation talks are getting underway Tuesday in Cairo, among several Palestinian political factions, including Hamas, which controls Gaza, and the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. The two sides last month announced their intention to form a unity government. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Monday U.S. and Afghan forces are targeting Taliban opium factories in rest of southern Helmand province to try to cut the insurgent economic lifeline.
They make their money in a couple of ways. One is the narcotics trafficking, second, illegal mining, kidnapping for hire, murder, etc. So largely they have evolved into a criminal organization and truly fit the definition of a narco-insurgency.
Helmand province, the single largest producer of opium, which the UN warned reached record levels last year. The rights group Amnesty International Tuesday accused Myanmar, also known as Burma, of long-term discrimination and persecution of the Rohingya Muslim minority, amounting to what it called apartheid. Amnesty said it compiled information, including interviews over 2 years, concluding the Rohingya are subjected to what it called a vicious system of state-sponsored, institutionalized discrimination. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.